This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Someone who's made this broadcast possible, and if he'd had any hair left, he would have pulled it out, is our program director, Chris Tate. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Macca.
How you going?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
it's early.
The best part about being on air is everything else can be going on around you. The whole place can be collapsing and in chaos, but we just keep talking.
You just keep talking, just and keep no talking. One can see what a dishevelled mess I look like.
Well,
so that's
Chris,
good.
What the hell's going on here? You've got two mobile phones, an iPad, and all sorts of other gadgets around you. Like, how do you keep on top of it, really?
It's all just for show. It's all just so people go, isn't he
just pretending,
busy?
Is it like wearing a tattoo or something?
He knows what he's doing. How many people, from the Joy perspective, Chris, are involved in this broadcast?
It's massive. So people hear different shows, but what they're not seeing is, like, there's eight people in this studio. There's three people back in the studio in Melbourne. Every time we do a broadcast from Sydney or wherever we do a broadcast from, there's the team on the ground, and then there's the team back in Melbourne making it happen. Then there's been producers and production people making it happen before and during and after, and it's a massive operation. I'd say, you know, there's across the space of the weekend, there's about 30 plus volunteers working on this broadcast.
Wow, that's just amazing, isn't it?
It's huge.
You had an opportunity to, like, get a sense of what the vibe is like out on the streets? Did you get out to Oxford Street?
You're accusing him of being a streetwalker.
No, just an observation, and correct one.
One of our shows, in fact, last night was broadcast from a pub, wasn't it?
Yeah, from the Flinders Hotel on Flinders Street. Chris and Cam, and then Countercultured after that. And the vibe at the Flinders was amazing. We had a great team of people come up, and there were people observing and watching, and we had some pretty good eye candy there. Steve Grand was there, and Mitch Coombs was there. And,
but I wasn't there, was I?
No. So, like I said, there was eye candy.
That's because I was still searching for a flight to get to Sydney. Thank you, Jetstar.
Thank God.
You weren't searching for a flight. I was searching
Thank
for
you, Macca.
Because the treasurer is such a tightwad. But, no, we'll
cover
that.
It's the bane of my life, that one, darling.
We'll cover that later. The logistics. So how technically does this work?
How does
that? I mean, we're sitting here in a great studio. There are people in the studio in Melbourne. You know, I remember back to the days when Channel 9 in Sydney and Melbourne used to share content, which they do now, but on the coaxial cable.
Oh, I don't even know what those words
mean.
I know.
Yeah, it was about this thick. You know, it was like a bear's ankle.
Macca, you're not really interested in the technical stuff.
I am interested in it.
Oh, since when?
Well, you know, our listeners are interested.
I don't get the technical stuff either, but we have a team of technicians, panel operators, our operations manager, all working hard to make all the stuff I don't understand work. I work purely from a content point of view.
You're the talent bitch.
Yeah. I just round them up and make
So
them
you
happy.
Don't have technical capability either.
I can press a button and hope that it works, but that's probably the most
I can't even do that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't trust me with a button.
No.
Hey, we just got a message actually.
Yeah.
647. I don't know who 647 is, but that's the last three digits of their number. Loving it so far. Sounds like a fab show. Love Tass. I love you too, whoever you might be.
Oh, that must be someone that knows you, because anyone that didn't know you wouldn't say that.
I don't recognise a number, Macca. keep the messages coming, especially the love.
Keep them coming. So working with SBS, Chris, how's it been?
It's been amazing, and I really hope, if SBS are listening, that this is the beginning of a relationship, because everyone here at SBS has been so helpful. And it's not just here, have a studio, see you later. They've been really supportive. Yeah. We're also broadcasting across SBS Digital throughout the whole weekend, and they've been very instrumental in us getting the outside broadcast from the parade happening. And we're broadcasting from the SBS OB truck, and we're in the SBS compound. So it really feels like it's a working relationship. It's a partnership, this broadcast, and I'm really happy.
This is our fifth year.
It is. It's my first, but it's Joy's fifth year, and I think this is the most collaborative it's been with SBS, and it certainly makes things a lot easier. So we're really happy and proud to be under the SBS banner with this as well.
And it's important to remember, you know, SBS is also, in effect, a community broadcaster. So the shows that they carry, you know, their language shows, their entertainment shows, their food shows, which they're incredibly famous for. You know, the content that they have to manage, we think Joy is difficult. The content that they have to manage across all their platforms is extraordinary. And they are, you know, not just television and a little bit of, they are purely digital as well. So we're on SBS Digital around Australia.
Across Australia.
Across Australia. So, you know, there'll be someone sitting in Narnagoon.
That's right.
That can be listening to us.
Well, Macca, if you recall, 2 weeks ago, my cousin was listening from Sparta.
From Sparta,
the south of Greece.
Yeah.
Sparta, how's that? Yasunikos. Just in case you're listening again, but it might be a bit early for him.
Yeah. So tell us, Chris, how great do you feel? How proud do you feel of Joy this morning?
I feel very proud. I feel very proud, particularly like I was saying before, there's 30... plus volunteers working on this across the weekend, and it couldn't happen without them. Like, if it was just me running it, there's no chance. I would have walked away ages ago. It's that I have a team of people supporting me and making this happen, and I'm really proud of every volunteer, from people who are pushing buttons to people who are at Joy now cutting this at live. We have a production person
amazing.
There cutting it and podcasting it live. And, so to everyone, I'm really proud and very grateful as well. And we've got content throughout the whole weekend.
Nurse James is listening to us and is a proud Joy member, loves Joy, loves what we're doing, and says that this is a great, even though it's temporary, Sydney encounter with Joy. There you go.
A temporary Sydney encounter.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Sounds like what will be happening tonight.
Anyway, we love you too, James. is that James
temporary
James?
Temporary encounters
James,
going on
James,
right now,
James,
I'd
that
say.
I think it is.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, it is it? Yeah, right. Nurse James. I didn't know he called himself Nurse James.
There you go. I want to ask, what has been the biggest challenge of this, Chris, in terms of, I mean, I know there's been lots of, you know, little bumps on the road, but what has been the biggest challenge, you know, for you in your role to pull all this together?
I don't know. What it is that it's my first time doing this. So fortunately, there's people who have done this many times, particularly the tech team. Without the tech team on board and totally supporting everything, I don't think it would have happened, but it's not. We're doing it very different. We're doing the whole weekend, and that's been massive. So it's not just, oh, we'll just do this and then we'll look at the parade. It's the whole weekend.
Our first two, we did do 3 days, and then I think for 2 years, we had some hours in there. We didn't do the entire weekend. And in the discussions with SBS, we decided, hey, let's do the whole weekend again. For us, it's a huge undertaking as well. So we've actually returned to where we started.
Oh, there you go. There's a bit of history.
Yeah.
That's why we have one of the 78ers here.
Of course, I was very
young.
A wise
old man, I think, Chris.
I was in a pram. I wish.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I've got another announcement to make.
Another one? Yeah.
My cousin, Tass Mousafariadis, is listening from Athens.
He's got the same name.
Yeah, I've got two cousins the same name.
Oh, dear.
It's not very original. Creative.
That's because we all have the same grandfather, you see. That's
oh,
the way it works.
That's the way it works.
There's only three of us.
He was busy. So we've still got a couple of minutes of chat, and I think the phone is ringing, so that could well be John Borghetti from Virgin, who said he wanted a 5-minute warning. Now, John's somewhere in Asia, I don't know, probably, you know, buying an airline or selling an airline or something like that.
And I think all the technological hookups are a bit complex, aren't they?
They are.
He's calling my phone, which is diverted to the switchboard, goes across to the studio, into the panel, and through the wire somehow.
Can we talk about some of the programming that's happening across the weekend?
Absolutely. Before we do that, what does Mardi Gras mean for you, Chris?
Mardi Gras means for me... It sounds cliche, but it means pride. It means being proud of who you are and kind of flaunting it, you know, because, I mean, I grew up in regional Australia and I wasn't allowed to flaunt who I was, or I could, but at cost. So I didn't. I kind of stayed in the closet for a good chunk of my life. And so it's nice to be able to be in an environment where you're just able to say, this is who I am. I'm proud of it. Can't do anything to change it, and I'm just gonna be me. And that simple acknowledgement goes a long way.
This is who I am, and just love me for who I am.
Yeah, pretty much.
And love me the way I am. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and love
that's
everyone else.
It's a great message. Yeah, it's a great message. So happy Mardi Gras to you.
Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras to you.
So look, we've run out of time.
No, we haven't. We've still got 50 seconds to go.
So go, McAvee.
Don't cut me off. You should know, don't try and cut me off. Otherwise, I'll get the treasurer to come over and slap you.
So we've got Word for Word coming up after this, and it's a big show. Dean talks to Ross Murray and Ray Bradford from GLAAD, and so I'm really looking forward to that one. We've got programming happening throughout the weekend, and then don't forget, the parade kicks off at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. We've got Michael Dalton and Dean Arcuri commentating that. And tomorrow, really want to say, very proud of our multicultural and Indigenous content that's coming across the airwaves from 7 through to 10 tomorrow morning. The guys from Worldwide Wave, Matt McDonald and Greg, they've been working very hard on getting people talking, doing their coming out stories in their own language, their native tongue. I'm really proud of that. Can't wait to hear it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.